Okay, my homily. Today I have three questions for us to reflect on in our hearts with the Lord. Number one, what am I listening to? Number two, what am I looking at? And number three, what water am I walking on? Number one, what am I listening to? In the first reading, we see Elijah. He climbs up this mountain and he expects that he might hear God in some clamorous thing, some loud noise. He looks to hear God in the earthquake or in a fire or in a thunderstorm, and he doesn't. But it is in the still silence that Elijah hears God talk to his soul. Jesus in the gospel goes up to a mountain before that episode on the water takes place. He goes up by himself in silence onto a mountaintop. Is there space in your life for silence every day? We live in a noisy culture where we always have our earbuds in, our TVs up. We have sounds left and right, the radio and all these different things. And it's in the silence, though, that our Lord speaks to the soul. He can speak through the other things too, and he does, but in a very special way, silence is sacred. And we must seek it out. There was an article I read not that long ago about a school that is in Munich. And this school used to have an airport next to it. And the airport closed because they needed to build a bigger one. And so it moved 10 miles away. And all of a sudden, what they noticed in the school, after the airport, the noisy, of course, imagine how noisy that would be. After that, all that noise moved away, the test scores doubled of these kids. There was a marked less fighting going on in the hallways and in the thing. There was a greater calmness in the school. The kids were more creative in art class. They were more focused and concentrated. And I was thinking that we need that. We need silence in our lives. The other day when my nephews were here, I took them kayaking and, we went out into the middle of nowhere, and it was beautiful. I let them go one direction. I went the other direction. And it was so, so silent, and it was beautiful. I just looked up to the trees, and I couldn't even hear a car driving by. It was heavenly. And the Lord speaks in that silence. The Lord speaks in silence. And I think it's a good thing. I think that's why my mom used to wake up at 5 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning. It's the only silence she would get. But silence is so important. We have to make space for it in our lives. Otherwise, the noise and everything just gets in the way. What am I listening to? Pray God we're listening to God in silence, at least 5 minutes a day. Number two, what am I looking at? Look at Peter, when he is in the gospel today, as long as he's got his eyes on Jesus, he's fine. But when he begins to look at the storm, he begins to sink. And isn't that true with our life? Are we looking at Jesus enough? Listen to these statistics. The average person in the United States lives to 78 and spends, on average, the average person, 15 years of his or her life watching a television. The average American touches his or her phone 2,000 times, more than that per day. The average child, 8 to 12 years old in the United States, spends about 6 hours on a screen, and teenagers spend more than 9 hours on average on a screen every day of their life. I just don't think we're looking at Jesus enough. We're looking at these silly screens, and they blind us to God. Are we looking at our Lord enough? It is why we Catholics love statues, why we love pictures of Jesus and Mary and the saints. It's why we love to put God in front of us so that we can keep our eyes on the Lord. When we look at all these other things, and including our problems, and we obsess over them, we begin to sink. But when we keep our eyes on Jesus, it's all fine. It's all beautiful. It's possible. Everything is possible. And that leads me to my third thing. What water are you walking on? Peter gets a bad rap because he's called, "Oh, you of little faith," but he's the only one that got out of the boats. The rest of them sat in fear in the boat. They didn't want to try something new. And Peter, so great was his faith, that he gets out of the boat and walks on the water. When we are focused on our Lord, the impossible becomes possible. The unreal becomes real. The unthinkable becomes thinkable. With Jesus, it all happens in that way. And I think, just imagine Peter getting out of the boat and the other disciples saying, "Peter, what are you doing? They were probably naysayers. Like, what are you doing? You can't do that. That's foolish. You're going to sink." But he, eyes on Jesus, gets out of the boat and walks. And I think the Lord invites us more often than we realize to get out of the boat and to walk on water, to do things that other people look at us and say, "What are you doing? You could never do that." That's what they said when I decided to run a marathon a few years ago. But by God's grace, I did it. That's what some people said when we opened our adoration shop. "Oh, you'll never fill up enough spots." We're fine 4 years later. It's great. You know, we got to walk on water sometimes. And what is going on maybe in our lives that the Lord is inviting us to that? Maybe it's having another child, and we think the world looks at you and says, "Oh, you can't have another kid. You've already got four." And you say, "Oh, I can. With Jesus, I can." Oh, maybe it's a new job offer that you're feeling the Lord drawing you to, and it's like, "I just don't know. You know, I don't know." And people may say, "Well, you got a pretty good gig the way it is. You know, maybe you just..." But the Lord is invited on water. Maybe it's going to youth group tonight, and you've never been, and you're like, "Oh, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't work out." Walk on water. It's great. Walking on water. I think maybe there's a heroic conversation you're supposed to have with somebody, but you're afraid to have it. And you think, "Oh, I might sink if I have that. It might not work." Walk on water. God will take care of you. And if you sink, He gets His hand out there and He lifts you up. For our parish, this is one of the things that is for us, to walk on water. And you say, "Oh my gosh, that's a big plan. It would never happen." Jesus says, "Get out and walk on the water. Get out and walk on the water." Because with the Lord Jesus, the impossible becomes possible, the unthinkable becomes thinkable, the unreal becomes real. And God is that good. And I think the Lord is inviting us always to walk on some water in some fashion. And maybe to pray about, "What are you asking me, Lord?" It's going to take courage. It's going to take faith. But with our Lord, unreal things happen. And it's beautiful. You know, I just think about you, Nick, over here, who went on a mission year last year. Talk about walking out on a water, getting out of the boat and say, that's such a unique thing. Boom, let's go. You know, and that's what the Lord invites us to. Praise our Lord. He is so good to us. And we just pray to be good to Him. Let us this week embrace the silence. Keep our eyes on Jesus and walk on water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.